So maybe we can resolve it on Sunday. So the Rambam writes as follows: Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey of Hilchos Shabbos. Hatolda hi amalacha hadoma la'av me'elo ha'avos. A tolda is similar to an av, and then he gives some examples of toldas. We discussed on Tuesday avos and toldos. He gives examples. Ketzad hamechate chesayerek. When you cut vegetables, me'at small pieces. Harezu chayev shezu hamalacha told us tchina. Yes.
What does that mean?
When I learned Hilchot Tochen with you, yes, to cook. It's so that's a told of melechas tochen. Why? Because what is tochen? Tochen is lokeh guf echad mechalkel gufim harbe. Take one thing and make it into a lot of small things. And kol ha'osed davar hadomel lazeh harezeh told us tochen. So when you take a vegetable, a big celery, and you make it into a small piece of celery, is it grinding into tiny particles? No, but small pieces. That's called dome to the av, and that would be a tolda. And then he gives examples, other examples. If you take a, what he calls a bar of metal, and you shave it down, you have little pieces of metal, you sand a piece of wood, you make it into sand, into shavings, all of that is toldas tchina. That's toldas tchina. Good? How they do tchalach in the Mishkan? What do they do it for and with?
Sure.
They did it with spices, the samamonim, and that was with food. Here you're doing it not into these fine little pieces, but into slightly bigger pieces or with different objects. That, says the Rambam, is a tolda. There's sheets over here. Please grab them, and that's that. Okay. So we understand what a tolda is, according to the Rambam's worldview? Okay. Now we get into Bonet, you have it, source number two. Okay, so he says as follows. If you take chalav, v'nasam bo keva, you take chalav, what is chalav? Milk, and you add keva, is the rennet. The rennet comes from the abdomen area of the animal. And it's got a lot of enzymes, and you put it in, so that's that creates a separation. That's a borer. V'im gvano, and if you make cheese, v'aso gvina chay mishum bone. What? Making cheese is chay of mishum bone. Why? Important. Shekol hamikabetz chelek al chelek v'davak hagol kol atziyase guf echad. Because what is binyan? Binyan is when you take piece by piece, you bind them together to make a structure. Anytime you take piece by piece, bind it together, that is called domel binyan, and that is called a tolda. So how do you make cheese? You layer over one on top of the other, you layer it, layer it, layer it, until you have guf echad. Is it a structure? Not really. Is it a dwelling? Not a dwelling, but that's sufficient to be called a tolda of bone.
So can you not put together a cake?
What do you mean by put together a cake? Like a layer cake. Like a layer, you want to make a layer cake.
So I'm saying everything's already like,
so to take, if you had, let's say a seven layer cake, but you just, it's not how you make a seven layer cake, but if you were to make it by having layer and then some cream and then another layer and then some cream and another layer, and that's how you're making it, it could be. Yes.
Is it a kli?
It's not a kli. Kvina is not a kli. It's not a kli.
It's not karka.
Not karka. Yeah, so in that sense, it's not karka. Right, it's kli-like. It's kli-like. Yes. Yeah, I would say that's right. It's kli. Yeah, for that purpose, you'd have to say yesh binyan bekeva. You'd have to say yesh binyan bekeva. Did we discuss the Ram Shi? Oh, no, we haven't. That's we're doing that. Oh, you'd have to say yesh binyan bekeva. Very good. Then he says, this is really interesting. The next halach is 22:27. Ha'ose oel kavua chayav mishum bone. What is an oel kavua? A permanent tent. A permanent tent, he says, is chayav mishum bone. What does chayav mishum mean? Aver told him. No, that's a tolda. Chai mishum. It's chai because of. It's not bone. It's chai because of. That's a tolda. Why? How do you make a tent? You take some poles, you put a canopy, tarp, or and you have a tent. Is it involving kibbutz chalakim? Layering one layer on another layer on another layer on another layer? Not really.
Nail it down? It says kavua.
It's a nail. Kavua. So this is what the Rambam says is chaymi shimbona. Next Rambam. Oh, by the way, skip to fire for a second. Ha'oseh ol kavua. Ha'reza told us bona v'chayv. Okay? V'chein ha'oseh kli adama. What is kli adama? Earthenware. Kigon tanur v'chavis. Like a tanur, like a barrel. Kodim shisra ha'reza told us bona v'chayv. So everyone can make a big announcement. What's the Rambam's position? Yesh binyan bekelim vechein hamigabe nesagvina hareze told us bone. Making cheese is the malach of bone. You want to hear an interesting kasha tesis? Parenthetical remark, totally. Are you allowed to build a house on Yom Tov? L'chora, no. Because, l'chora. Why? Because the only time you're allowed to do malach on Yom Tov is if it's malaches ochel nefesh. Is building malaches ochel nefesh? L'chora not. But now you see, building megabein is chai mishum bona. So maybe building is malaches ochel nefesh. Anyway, that's a kasha tesis based on this position. I don't want to go there right now, but that's another Rambam. Okay, Rabosai, what are you seeing over here? What are you seeing? What are you seeing? Is there any pattern you're seeing? Ol is what? Is a told of bona. Making a kli. What kind of kli? Tanur. Chavis. Is a told of bona. Gvina is a tolda of? Of bone. Speak up.
It seems that the Rambam is saying that anything that's not considered stacking or putting on top of another is pitola, and putting on top of each other is actually av.
So is making cheese an av? Right. So why is making cheese not an av? What is so? You're saying something. You're not saying it precisely enough. Yeah.
Building is one structure.
What does building mean? So, Rabos, if I had to ask you, what is the Maisa of Binyan and what is the Tachlis of Malacha's Bona? Maisa and Tachlis of the Av Malach. What is the Maisa and what is the Tachlis of the Av Malacha of Malacha's Bona? What's the purpose? Maisa is? The Maisa is Kibbutz Chalakim. Taking pieces, disparate pieces, and joining them together. For example, when you take pieces of wood, you bang a nail in, etc., etc., that is the Maisa of Malachas Bona. What's the Tachlis? To
create a new structure.
To create a, what I'll call a... A shelter. To create a shelter. To create a bias. A bias. To create a bias. The Av Malacha has two components. Number one, Kibbutz Chalakim. Number two, with the agenda of creating a shelter. Says the Rambam. Let's say you just have Kibbutz Chalakim without the Tachlis. What's the din? That's a told of Malachas Bona. Can you give me two examples of kibbutz chalakim. Kibbutz chalakim that are told us. Making cheese is one. Give me another one. Now, what kind of kalim is he speaking about? Notice what he says. What kind of kalim? Earthenware kalim. Kli adama. You ever go to one of those workshops and make a kli adama? How do you make a kli adama? Yeah, the spinning thing?
The wheel.
And then what do you do? You have to take clay and you add and you shape and you add and you shape and you add and you shape until you have your vessel. What's going on over there? Layering. Kibbutz chalakim. Is it with an agenda of a shelter? Not an agenda of a shelter, but you are mekabetz chalakim to create something. That's called a tolda of meleches bona. What about making an ohel kavua? So an ohel kavua, what do you have? Is that made with kibbutz chalakim? That's not kibbutz chalakim, but rather you are creating the tachlis hamalacha, which is a tolda, which also will produce a tolda of meleches bonet, and that is perhaps step one in understanding the Rambam. Is there's a tachlis and there's a maisa. The maisa is kibbutz chalakim, megabein kli adama, and the tachlis, and then the tachlis is ol kavua. Okay, but it's going to get a little muddier. That's the tachlis. Okay, let's go to source number four. By the way, is this Ma'ashtikl Torah? Absolutely not. This idea, with a little more complexity, is developed by the Evin HaEzel. The Evin HaEzel, Perish on the Rambam, the Evin HaEzel is the one and only Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Eitz Chaim Yeshiva in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Came from, I believe it was Slabodka, to Yerushalayim. His son-in-law was none other than Rav Aaron Kotler, founding Rosh Yeshiva of the Beis Medrash Gavoa in Lakewood, and he wrote a very famous perush on the Rambam called the Evin HaEzel. That is, of course, Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Eitz Chaim. Now look at Rambam source number four, Perek Yud Alachid Beis. Habone kol shehu chayiv. Hamashve pnei akarka babayis kegon. Shehishpil tel. Omile gai. Hareze bone v'chayiv. Whoa. So what did you do? What did you do? You have a house, and you have the house. What was the floor used to look like in the houses? It was dirt floors. So you have like a cavity in the floor, or you have a mound on the floor. What did you do? You smoothed it, or you filled it. What does the Rambam say? Is it an av or a told? That's an av malach. Av malach. So, what's pshat? Why is that an av malach? Furthermore, echad nosen sa'evin, echad nosen sa'atir, anosen sa'atir chayav, v'nidlecha elyon, afil el sa'evin, manich al-gabe tir chayav, it's all boneh, share'ein, manich mal-tir acher, okay, fine. So that's the Rambam. So can anyone explain this Rambam in light of what we have been saying?
Brian! Maybe it's because when you're smoothing or filling the mound, it's so that you can live in the home. Not everything you do when you're building your house is like for living in it, but it's still building a structure. That's why it's not.
Okay, so what Brian is saying, I'm just going to jazz it up a little bit. What Brian is saying is a house is a shelter? Mm-hmm. Is a house a shelter that is made with kibbutz chalakim?
Yeah.
any time. You don't have to be doing the kibbutz halakim, but any time you are making structural enhancements to a shelter that is constructed with kibbutz halakim, is all part of av meleches bone. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. The definition, the Rambam's definition of bona does not, we said, to be an av, it's kibbutz halakim for shelter. But the Rambam is now going to add to that. It's not, you know, it's not that you have to do the kibbutz halakim for shelter. You have to engage. If you're engaged in a structural improvement of a shelter that is made by kibbutz halakim, that's also included in meleches, in av meleches bonah.
It doesn't have to be a structure. What if it's an ohel with a floor?
I think if let's see. I don't think that'll be an av. That cannot be an av because the structure is not an av structure.
But kibbutz halakim, the floor can't be kibbutz halakim. Like when they made the dirt, they like.
I don't think that's called kibbutz halakim.
You dig a hole in the house.
And then for what reason?
I don't know. Just to dig a hole in the house, like.
Because you want,
but you want to do something with it.
So maybe if it's relevant to the structure of the house, if it's just because you want the hole.
You know, if you want to like build a hole in order to put something inside, but not necessarily for the structure.
If it's, I don't know, if it's for the structure, it won't be the av. It might be a told, but not for the av. Look at source number 6 now. How is this going to work out? Haosen nekev. Haosa nekev kolshehu bilul shel tarnagoylim kedei shikanes lahem haora chayav mishum bone. What does chayav mishum mean according to the Rambam Lechora? Tolda. Why is it a tolda of bone and not an av, and why is it a tolda? What are you doing over here? You're structurally improving what? L'chora, I would say either a, no, I would suggest that lul is a ol-like structure. It's an ol-like structure. And once an ol-like structure, structural improvement of an ol structure is going to be what? Is going to be a told. Lastly, source 7. Let's say you have a pus pimple, and you make a hole in the pus pimple in order to relieve the pressure so the pus comes out. You made a hole, right? So the Rambam says, Hamafishin Bishabis Kedilaha Piamaka Kiderek Shaharofim Osim. What's your malacha there? Chai Mishum Makabapash. Can it possibly be bona? It's not gonna be bona, even though making a hole in the lul is bona, but that's because it's some kind of structure. If it's not a structure, that is not going to be. And and then he quotes on the side, we're not going to get into it now, but some even are going to argue it's bona, which I think is very difficult. Okay. Now let's skip to source number 8 and 9 and 10. And, wow, a lot of sources here. Okay, 8, 9, and 10. Hamakebe patish hakoachas chayef. The kalaose davar shu gemar malacha hareza told makpas v'chayif keitzad haminafeach bekli zechuches. That's what I want to see over here. How do you make glass vessels? You blow it. Okay. If you blow a glass vessel, says the Rambam, what's your malacha? Hamafnafeh kli zechuches Okay, the Rambam says, Hare ze told us make be patish v'chai. What's the Rambam's position on binyan bekelim? Yesh binyan bekelim. So why does the Rambam say if it's yesh binyan bekelim when you blow a kli zechuchis, when you make a glass vessel, the iser is not make be patish, but rather the iser is, I'm sorry, the iser is not bone, but the iser is make be patish. After all, yesh binyan bekelim. So what's the answer? The answer is, the Rambam was very beautifully meduyk. When he spoke about binyan bekelim, what kind of kli was he talking about? Kli adama. He was talking about earthenware kli, which is created by kibbutz chalakim. When it comes to a glass kli, how do you make a glass kli? You blow it. Have you ever been to a glass blowing matzav? You blow it. Does it involve kibbutz chalakim? There's no kibbutz chalakim. It's blowing and you have your kli. That cannot be meleches bona. Bona demands either OL, it's not an OL, or kibbutz chalakim. And therefore, says the Rambam, it's got to be something else. It's got to be make bepatish.
Have you had like another piece of pie?
What?
If you had another piece of glass or like color.
If you were decorating it, would it be...
No, decorating is not kibbutz chalakim either. It has to be, in the construction of the kli, it has to be kibbutz chalakim. If you construct a glass kli like you do an earthenware kli, then it'll be kibbutz chalakim. Then it would be.
But wouldn't it already be functional as soon as you blow it? Like
maybe. Rabosai, misates es ha'eved. What was misates ha'eved? When you form a brick... What does Rambam say? What's the halacha? What's your malacha? It's make bepatish. Why is it not bone? No kibbutz chalakim, and it's not now part of a structure. Why is filling in the whole chai mishum bone? Because it's now part of a structure. You're making an improvement to the structure. If it's before that, it's just forging and making the brick, that's going to be make bepatish.
If you misate it on a brick that's already within a building, it's for sure bone.
Yes, I would say yes, absolutely. And you remember what the Rambam said by mitzade des ha'evan? When you put an evan, the foundational evan in place, what did he say? What's the Rambam say? Mitzade des ha'evan, what's the halacha? Make bepatish. Why is it make patch and not bone? Right now, is there a structure? Right now, is there a structure? There's no structure yet. What defines a structure, by the way? I used the word before. What defines?
Shelter.
Is there a binyan right now? It's not a binyan. Is there kibbutz chalakim? Not yet. What's Sidur Ha'evan? Is there tit? There's no tit. What happens when you put the second layer on? It's bone. Why is it bone? Because there's tit, which means there is kibbutz chalak, and that's malachas bone. What did the Rambam say about level 3? You need tit. Why do you need tit? Because that's what defines something to be kibbutz chalak. That defines it as kibbutz chalakim. Good. We're doing good.
Does it need to be made in the same act? Do they need to be done in the same act?
No, not necessarily. I don't think so. Okay, so on both sides, I think that is the overall vision of the Rambam Shita as explained by the Evan HaEzra. I think it deals with a lot of these Rambams. And basically the Yesod is... The Av Malacha entails an improvement to a shelter made of kibbutz chalakim, and that's the Av. The Tolda is either Oel Kavua, meaning a permanent shelter, or an activity, a structure that's made via kibbutz chalakim. And now, Yesh Binyan Bekelim, but now that you find yourself with a kli that's not made via kibbutz chalakim, like the chukis, that's not going to be chayiv. Now I'm just going to just to highlight kind of what we've done, and to kind of we're gonna end our discussion of Leches Bo and Makah Patish in a moment or two. And next week, Mirtz Hashem, will start a brand new topic, especially because Yaakov now has joined us, and we want to have a fresh start mamish on Sunday. Bez Hashem Yisbarach. I'm just going to go through some common shilas that come up on a Shabbos. I'm not going to give you the answers. I just want to sensitize you to the shilas. Okay, there's a big shila that arises. Let's call it the opening bottle shila. Okay? Let us speak about first opening up a soda bottle or a metal capped bottle, which has a twist-off cap. So what's the issue in opening up those bottles? What's the issue? So the issue is, right now, is this a functional cap as is? In order to make this cap usable as a cap you can take on and take off, what has to happen? The ring has to break off. When you open the cap, you break off that ring that indicates it hasn't been tampered with. It breaks off. And now that ring, while that ring is on, can you take off and put on the cap? No. Now that the ring is broken, now you can take off the cap. And now you can put the cap back on. It became a functional cap. Beforehand, it was not such a functional cap. Yes, it was covering the bottle, but you can't really remove the contents. You can't put it back on the thing. That's what made it into a functional cap. Is making a cap a malacha? Is making a cap a malacha? So what malacha would it be if it's making a malacha? Well, bonet. You have to get into binyan bekalim, etc. The whole discussion. This is certainly not binyan bekalim of kibbutz halakim. So, but it might be makeh bepatish. And those who are prohibited will either see this as binyan bekalim or more likely makeh bepatish. Those who are lenient say this is going to be a throwaway cap. You're not going to keep this cap very long. And therefore, since it's a temporary use cap and it's going to go into the garbage in a time or two, therefore perhaps temporary asiyas kli is perhaps not such a problem. But that's kind of the issue that pertains to the making of a the construction of a cap. Let's do a few more things.
Finish the bottle because everybody holds that it's fine. I mean, if you threw it away for sure, everybody say then it's for sure okay.
So in the old days, back in the day, the Chazon Ish was presented, there was a lot of poverty in Eretz Yisrael back in the day. There still is some poverty, but there was a lot of poverty back in the day. And when someone bought a can of sardines, they opened the can of sardines, they ate the sardines, and then they washed out the can, and they used the can. Seamstresses would use it to hold their needles. Carpenter would use it to hold his nails. They would use the kli afterwards. It wasn't just something they would dump in the garbage. When you open up the can, a tuna can, sardine can, right now, a sealed can of corn, of tuna, or what have you, is it usable? It's not usable. You can't use it. You open up the top, and now what have you done? You've made a usable kli. You've made a kli. Is the making of a kli by opening up the top considered to be asiyas kli? If it's asiyas kli, what are the two possibilities of kli? Either it's going to be also because of boneh, or potentially also because of makapats, but you've made a kli. So there are poskim who say that you've made a kli, and therefore to open up cans and the like on Shabbos would be prohibited. There are those who say, once again, that since today, do we save these kalim? We typically do not save the kalim, and since they are throwaway kalim, so it's not called asiyas kli. For that reason, it's not called asiyas kli, and for the same reason, let's say, for example, if it's not called asiyas kli, let's say you have a can of corn. You open it up, you can open it up on Shabbos. Now, can you go ahead and use it for netilas yadayim? So you don't have a vessel for netilas yadayim. You can use a can of corn for netilas yadayim, an empty can of corn. So you have to wash your hands with what? With a kli. If you tell me it's not an asiyas kli because it's a temporary yusayim you're going to throw in the garbage, so when you wash it until you die him, it's also not a kli. And therefore, it would not be a temporary kli of such sort, would not be a bona fide vessel for netilas yadayim. That's a related shaila. Can you make kiddush on chad pa'ami kelim? Can you make kiddush on plastic cups and the like? It's not called a kli al pidin because it's disposable, and therefore, perhaps not to make kiddush on such items. What about opening up a milk carton? Do you remember that they don't have milk cartons today much? But yeah, they still have oranges cartons. Do they have those?
Yeah.
You know what orange? You know what?
They get all soggy.
Are you allowed to open up an orange juice carton on Shabbos? What's the issue? The issue is. The way it's constructed is it enables you by opening up to make a nice spout, to make a Pesach Yofeh. A Pesach Yofeh, we skip the Rambams, but you'll see them. A Pesach Yofeh, making a Pesach Yofeh, is indeed Makeh Bepatish. So to make a spout, a nice spout to pour, could be the prohibition of Pesach Yofeh, which could be Makeh Bepatish.
An issue of something that's adhesed to remove something.
That's ungluing also. Ungluing is a tolda of Meleches Korea. It's also Meleches Korea. If you were to just make when I open milk on Shabbos, I Baruch Hashem, we have nice bags of milk. To open, you get one of those fancy razzle dazzle expensive milk kadim that have the knives that has the. So if you use that to slit open, in my opinion, that's already a Pesach Yofeh. And therefore, when I open up milk on Shabbos, I actually do it with a fork. Stick the fork in, pull out, and make a Pesach She'ena Kol Kach Yofeh. And it gets a little bit of a... But a Pesach Yofeh is potential Makeh Patish. Rav Willig paskins that to open up a can of tuna fish... With a derech of opening up the can is you remove the entire top. When you take off the entire top, he thinks the kli itself is not a problem because it's a throwaway kli. And then removing the entire top is not called a Pesach Yofeh when you just take the whole top off. But when you make a spout, that could indeed be a Pesach Yofeh. And where does that come up? How about soda cans on Shabbos? Soda cans on Shabbos, when you do that, and you have now a... Pesach Yofeh. So that partakes, that perhaps is a potential issue of Pesach Yofeh. When you have a can, let's say you have a can of drink, do they still have like a wine punch? Do that still around? So you take a can opener and you make a hole there and a hole there. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Why do you have to make two holes? You don't have to make two holes? Because you need air to come out. So you make two holes, and you pour that already could be called a. If you take off the whole top, so that's not Pesach Yofeh. You just took the whole top off. But if you take them off the, so my wife is a big machmir, and I'm a big makel. She has a salad she likes to make with mandarin oranges. So she says she always says to me, "Can you open the mandarin oranges?" And what she's expecting me to do is she wants me to puncture the bottom, put a hole in the bottom of the kli, and then open the top. What does that do? Because then you're not making the kli. Because you are, by puncturing the bottom... If there's a hole in the bottom, it's not a good kli. If you care about the nails at all, you're not going to... So she wants me to make the hole in the bottom and open up the top. I kind of hinted to her I'm going to follow Rav Willig, and I just open the top and remove the contents. She thinks I'm putting a hole in the bottom.
What's
the
Pesach
Yofeh?
Would the bottle cap like on a two-liter like soap bottle? Isn't a cleat have to be like a holder of these?
A two-liter bottle? Oh, no.
What are you making?
The Gemara says if you make a toothpick on Shabbos, you take a piece of wood and you have a splinter, and you make a toothpick, That's a kli. That, you know, a cup has to hold a revis. But there are other kind of kalim. A knife is a kli also. It doesn't hold anything.
Then what kind of kli is this for?
It's a bottle cap. Can you open up a beer-type bottle on Shabbos? What kind of cap does the beer have? It's what we call in Hebrew, it's called a pekak keter, because it looks like a crown. So that, it's not attached to the bottle. It's not attached to the bottle. It's just clamped on the bottle, but it's not attached to the bottle. It's a cap now. If it was a cap before, and that would not be called asiyas kli at all. That the issue of that does not exist when it comes to those kinds of bottles. Wine corks, the same thing. Wine corks is, again, it's a kli already. You know, the cork is a cork, and the bottle is a bottle. That's not a CS kli. You're not making a physical change to create a kli. Yeah?
Can one collect wine corks on Shabbos?
Collect? Yes.
Yeah.
Why not? Okay, yeah.
You share the malacha.
What?
Share the malacha.
Say again?
Meaning, like, I hold the bottle.
It's Nisra Drabana. That's still Nisra Drabana.
Last one, what about removing the plastic piece from, like, say, you know, like things of slug or whatever? And then
yes.
That plastic ring that you.
Again, many poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach poskimed, that when it comes to plastic bottle caps, those can be taken off and removed. If you know what you're doing, you can remove them even without taking off the ring.
So it's
possible to do it. It's obviously not done, but it's possible. Since it's possible, it already has a shame kli. According to the Shlomo Zalman, it has a shame kli already, and therefore it would not be making a kli when you remove it.
Same thing with herrings?
Herring, yeah. The herrings is the plastic. When you have these things with a plastic seal-proof thing, that just a tamper-proof thing, that you can certainly take off the plastic thing, and it's already a lid and a this. That's fine. Again, on all of these issues of bottle caps and all these things, there are mekilim and there are machmirim. There's no, you know, because they're all of a temporary nature, temporary use nature, you throw them out. We live in a very disposable society. There are lenient, those who are lenient. There are those who are machmir. And everyone can follow their psak from their rav, but since we're doing this, so you should be sensitive. What are the issues? Those are some of the issues that come up, and obviously, when you open up any packaging or any of those kind of things, you're not allowed to tear letters. That goes without saying. That's the issue of mechika, and that's the lay of the land. Okay, everyone, have a very awesome Yom HaTzmut. Mincha today is at 1:10. Bus is leaving to Kraft 2:30.